The seabed boundary dispute between Australia and East Timor has escalated. Today, the Timorese effectively declared that Australia had been negotiating in bad faith on the dispute over who controls the massive oil and gas reserves between the two countries. So now, for the first time in the history of the United Nations, Timor has sent the dispute for compulsory conciliation. It's not certain that Australia will even participate, but refusal would put the international spotlight on a dispute that's viewed in Timor as a very serious test of Australia's respect for the tiny state's independence. Peter Lloyd reports.
The maritime boundary dispute between Australia and Timor hardly gets a mention in mainstream media here in Australia. But in Timor-Leste, it is a different story. 2 weeks ago, more than 10,000 ordinary Timorese blockaded the Australian embassy in Dili. Neighbours who once saw Australia as a friend now see us as illegal squatters, gobbling up vast oil and gas territory while making private sector oil and gas interests richer, and at the same time keeping Timor poorer longer. Today, Timor-Leste's government shut down the process of talks that has dragged on for years without compromise. Argio Pereira, one of the most powerful ministers, was in Canberra today as Dili's ambassador delivered the news to the Australian side.
Today, our ambassador handed over to the Australian government through DFAT the notice of instituting compulsory conciliation. Well, it's never been done before. It's really time to draw the line to give more certainty for East Timor and to consolidate more or less the sovereignty.
In your view, why does Australia hold on to this position?
That's a big question. I have no answer to it. I hope
Surely
that Australia can explain
it.
Better.
Yes, but you thought about it. What do you think it is?
Well, consistently, Australian government has been talking about how happy it is with the current, what is called the current arrangement. They will bring the recommendation as a report to the Secretary General of the UN. Hopefully within 12 months or at most 18 months, all of this will be concluded and the understanding of these issues will be much clearer.
But will it? Dili reckons Australia is a bully state, but its leaders only say so in clear language when they step down. Take the words of former PM Murray Alkatiri as a clue to how Timor's politicians really talk about Australia behind closed doors.
Australia is a powerful country, a very rich country in these regions. And sometimes when you are really powerful, you think that you can do everything you like. They come here to tell us to have a country with the rule of law, but in the relation between countries, there is no rule of law for them.
It is couched in diplomatic language, but listen to Senior Minister Argio Pereira today as he makes the case that Australia is behaving like China in its approach to the domination of the South China Sea.
Well, Australia has been trying hard in the last few years to be as best of a citizen in the international community as possible. I think Australia cannot go on lecturing other countries about respecting international law in the limitation of maritime boundaries and yet look the other way to its closest neighbor, Timor-Leste.
You're drawing a comparison to the China issue in South China Sea.
Well, it's in various fronts. I think Australia also played a very important role in other international issues, and that's very important, but you must lead by example.
Are you suggesting that Australia's policy is at odds with itself and perhaps even hypocritical?
No, Timor-Leste sees Australia's international policies as whatever Australia sees as best fit for its national interest. We think that the limitation of permanent boundaries is an issue that is very important for Timor-Leste, and all we want is to make sure that Australia also understands that it is important.
But you are essentially comparing Canberra with Beijing.
Not necessarily. We see the foreign policy of Australia as a complex one in geopolitical sense, in regional security sense, in economic sense. We respect that.
Argio Pereira, Minister of State and East Timor's second most important cabinet minister after the Prime Minister, was speaking to Peter Lloyd.